toil, hard work, dangers yet unknown. Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you, on his name you call. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by his side, in his love we hide, all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, he's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and weary? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you, just talk to him today. By his side, in his love we hide, all the day through. Just when you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, he's reaching out to you. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by his side, in his love we hide, all the day through. Just when you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, reach out to Jesus, reach out to Jesus, he's reaching out to you.
So I'm excited to be back here, and I have a great report of what God's done the last 4 years. Last time I was here, it was just me, and this time in 4 years, now there's four of us. So he's really blessed. I had met Marvin on a mission trip in 2012, I believe, the first time. And I actually had gotten severely sick when I was there. And he was the one that took me and my sister at that time to the hospital. So that's how we met. And we just exchanged emails. And once a month, he'd email me. He didn't know how to email, but he didn't tell me that. So eventually, I asked him if I could call him. So we started talking over the phone. And so the previous year, in 2013, I had gone to a conference here in the States. And the message was on Ruth. And it was a great series on it, how he preached it. It was a mission calling, like Ruth was a missionary. And she was going to go to her field, and that's where she found her Boaz. So I knew God had called me to the Philippines. That was my field. And I started praying for this guy over here. He didn't even know.
I don't know that he's praying for me.
So for 6 months, I kept quiet about it and just prayed. That was hard for me, and you got to know. That was really hard. I think I scared him a little bit when I mentioned something after 6 months. But we got married July of 2014, and that's also when I had moved to the Philippines. And it has been a blessing. He already had a church started, and he'll talk to you more about that. So that was his ministry, the church ministry. And of course, you know, I went to do the orphanage. And we live about an hour away from where the orphanage is located. And that was a challenge for me because I said, Lord, you're changing my direction, but I still have this burden for this orphanage, but now I have a burden for my church that's his church, and I'm in a different location than I thought I was going to be. And I had to pray a lot about it. So I'm not going to live in the orphanage now because I'm with my family, my husband. But we still were working on building. Now, when I saw you last time, it was January, I believe, in 2014. And March, we were able to break, what's that called? Oh, start building.
Break ground.
Okay, break ground, there we go. Which was amazing. God had supplied the land. It went from, I don't know, $11,000 down to $5,000. And then we had money to start the building process. And so, I don't know, about after a year, we ran out of money, and I really kept praying, like, this is still a burden and a vision that I have, God. What are we gonna do? And he answered our prayer in the strangest way. Yes. You're not gonna believe when I tell you what happened. No, maybe you will, because it's God, right? But he sent to our house in the Philippines, two evangelists, him and his wife, who go around the U.S. and preach, and they're pretty well known. And they had a nonprofit. Their son had died when he was 11, so they made this nonprofit to help children. And they had done an orphanage before, I think in the Ukraine, and they had actually gotten burned doing that. Like, it wasn't a good experience. And they said, we see what you're doing here, and we're burdened for orphanage and orphan this work here, but we're leery to do it again. That's human, right? They said, but God keeps telling us to talk to you. And so they did, and they have gone around in the States and been able to raise. We're 90% finished our building now. I didn't have any more money. And it's not easy to raise money when you're not here face to face. It's really not, let alone for a building. But God sent it right to our house there. And we're excited. We're praying to open this year. Our big burden right now is what kids God wants us to have. We're gonna have 18 girls to start with. And we need prayer for the girls' discernment, and then also for our house parents and our staff, because that sets the environment for your building. That's really important. So please pray for those two things. They're really a burden I have right now. But I know God already knows who he's going to send to us. And one thing I have learned when I went to the mission field, I think maybe I thought I understood a lot. But when I went there, I learned I didn't know anything. No. God taught me a lot of lessons. And being with this guy here obviously gave us a couple years ahead advance in my ministry that I still be struggling in the very beginning, you know, with a different language and a different culture and adjusting. And so it's been really a blessing to have somebody to serve with, like you said, Pastor. That has been the greatest blessing. So pray for the orphanage. We're really excited what God has done. And what I learned is God will give us the answer when we need it. He will send the people in our path to answer that question. I've seen it happen so many times because I didn't know how to do an orphanage. I just knew God wanted it to be. And working with nationals has greatly helped because I could not do a lot of things as a foreigner there, but they can. And so that has sped us along the journey too. So thank you so much for praying for Pearls of Grace. That's the name, if in case we don't remember, that's okay. And thank you for praying and supporting our ministry. I'm gonna let my husband talk to you about our church ministry. And he has a great sermon for you, I know. Now, I'm just gonna put this little thing in here. He said earlier today, they could understand some German. When you were at Golgotha and everybody was communicating, but you didn't know the same language. So you're going to be fine. God's going to help both of you, all you and him, and you'll be just fine. I did want to give one more praise to God. In case you didn't see, God also blessed us with two wonderful children. Little Clark Marvin's 20 months old, and Chloe May is 6 weeks old. So we have our little boy and girl. And like you said, that is a blessing from the Lord to have children. And we're practicing Clarkie to be a preacher. That's what we're praying for. Or a missionary, and then Mama will cry. All right, so here is my wonderful husband.
Thank you.
Good evening, church. Libby, she's struggling
how to say Cebuano, so over there. And now here, I'm struggling, so it's kind of like. But by the way, I just want to thank you for your prayer, for your concern, and thank you, Pastor. I read testimony here in this church, and it's kind of like I relate a lot because when I started the work in 2011, that's when I graduated in a Bible college there in Cebu. And then I started a work at the time, and then it's only one lady that always attending because we are, I am like started in her house. So sometimes Sunday only two, only one and three, so something like that. And then it's really hard when you're alone. So, but thank God that Pastor Mom is there at the time. But for me, I'm so lonely because I'm just alone. But here comes the Lord, brought Libby there. I don't know, by accident or something. I do believe that it is all the Lord's will. So, and then she really explained to you about the ministry. So I got saved 1998, Pastor, by the grace of God. And it's all about thanksgiving to you guys because you really have a heart for mission. Because in Cebu City, there is a big church there. I don't know if Pastor heard about Bab Hughes, he's an American preacher in the 50s. Then there's another pastor right now because he's dead. But we're really looking like the Lord really uses you. And we are the one, and me and us, a Filipino, benefited the gospel. It is because you have a heart for it. And then our church right now is sometimes there is 30, 40 our attendance. We have the ministry. I'm just trying to do this because we forget our videos. So I'm very sorry for that. I'm getting old too. So, and then we have a gospel ministry, like teaching children everywhere, every Saturday. Sometimes, not all the time, we teach the police, the policemen. And then I have almost 500 parents because there is what we call shelter program, Pastor, that allow the pastors to teach, so we will always bring the gospel. So that's one of our ministry, and we go to prison and anywhere. Of course, soul winning. That's our main purpose when we reach out there. So that's the work there. 2011, so almost 8 years or 8 years already, our work there. So there's a lot of miracles that the Lord has done also in our church there. As I see this church, so I'm looking forward to see more amazing things that will happen to us as long as we serve God. So, if you have some question, Libby's here. Oh, I can see you. All right. So maybe it's good for this time because she can answer to help me if you have some question. So maybe it's good to have like that if you have some question. Okay. If I'm going to speak Cebuano, I guess we have a lot of questions. So I will bring, I mean, I'm going to get my Bible and please read with me in the book of Acts. In a little bit moment. In the book of Acts, chapter number 3. I just want to thank you, Pastor and Church, once again for allowing me to stand in this wonderful place that God has given. Okay, Acts chapter number 3, and I will read verse number 1 until in verse number 5. Acts chapter number 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried home daily at the gate of the temple with his school beautiful to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple as an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." Verse number 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to honor you in our midst. Thank you for being our God, for saving our soul. Thank you, Lord, for the hope of eternal life. Thank you, dear God, for this wonderful church, and for your servant, for the hardship and for the things that you do, Lord, for your glory and for your honor and for the support of your people. Thank you, dear God, for loving us, and even though we are not deserved, thank you for your grace. And thank you for my family, and thank you for the safety, Lord, that you have given. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will speak to us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning as we heard about your sacrifice on the cross, Lord, that we may have eternal life. I pray that you will once again be glorified in our midst and you will forgive us of all our sins. In Christ's most precious name I pray. Amen. So, in life, there is a different story. Libby told about her story, and I have also my story. I'm going to tell how my family, how I lived when I was a young boy. My father is a drunkard, and we don't even go to church. I thank God that I got saved at the age of 18, and then God called me, speak to me at the time during the youth camp, if I remember, and then my father is just a simple man working, like painting the houses. That's how he gets for a living. And sometimes he has no job, and then he's not able to feed us. We're 10 in the family. I have five sisters and four brothers. One is dead. And then I can't imagine if I'm going to look what I am. But it's not really like who I am or who we are, but it's all about God. So, thankfully, God saved us, and it's kind of like, I can't imagine what, and I am here in this beautiful church and this great people and in the man of God. Like, Lord, I don't know why you brought me here. But believing that God is always doing something amazing in our life, especially when I accepted Christ, because somebody brought the gospel, and I'm really excited to serve God, and I'm really thankful that I know the truth. And the truth, you cannot exchange it. You cannot exchange something in this world. That's why I understand here, in this chapter, like Peter and John, they go to the temple and they serve God. And then, as you can see, that there is a lame. You know the story of this man. And then, in verse number 2, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple as announced. This is a beggar. If I'm not mistaken, probably it's a beggar. He's begging something in the church, in the temple. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. But Peter, my friend, church, he saw. They saw the need of this man. Doesn't matter who you are. But Peter and John saw the need of this man. That this man needs healing. That this man needs something. Because you see there that he is expecting something. If you begin to relate today, there are so many people out there that need the gospel. Amen? There are so many people out there that we don't really know what's their life and how they live, but I'm pretty sure that they need something, and that something that I'm talking about is they need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. As for me, I have no name in my place, like nothing. But since the Lord called me, I will stand and preach the gospel. When I started the work there, then somebody said, what happened to you? I guess I already 1 year at the time. He said, well, what's going on with your ministry? It's like mocking me. Because I said, there are one or two people coming. Because the people there are really fanatic, they're really Catholic, and then they called us. I don't know how you explain it here, honey. Like, they abhor us because we bring the Bible. That's how they look us. They look on us there, like they have a big church there, and then we're just a small people, and then they're not like mocking us. But my friend, as long as we preach the gospel, as long as we have concern to these people, our neighbors, like they have a lot of kids, and then we try to help them. And after we're trying to help them, they're bribing us. We help them a lot. Maybe give them a lot of clothes, our neighbor, but after all, they see something against us. And that's normal because the world don't understand us, but because we, as Peter and John, see something. This is what we see because we are saved, because we are believers. Our understanding is not the same as the world. Amen? Our mind is that we have the mind of Christ that really care about even those people who don't care about us. There are so many people who don't care about us, about me there. I don't know who of you here like experience in the Philippines. It's really hard there. My wife's like, she's crying. She's kind of like, I'm fine with this little bed, because you have a little bed and then we have We have another kid, no? So there's another one, so I visit a little space, but it's like sometimes she's crying because of bugs and ants and whatever it is. And then, but me, like, I am enjoying because my bed is bamboo. Me, you know bamboo, like you cut a bamboo and then you make something there, and just that's my bed for my whole life. And then it's like, oh, Libby, you are from palace to prison, and me, and from prison to palace, oh, amen. It's kind of like something like that. But all of these things is like, it is the Lord who work. It is not me, and it's not, it is really the Lord. Just like what Peter's, in verse number 4, and Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John. Peter and John saw the need of these people. Just like your pastor, just like you that you are saved, just like us, just like me, that we see the need of these people, that even though they are not, we were doing good, we do our best to, you know, we do our best to take care of them, to share with them the gospel, but they're still, oh, I don't care. But that's our job. We see them. We see the people, us, a needy people. Number two, I'm pretty sure that's also here is Peter and John sees having nothing materially doesn't mean they are or we are not able to help others. Am I right? Like sometimes, I don't want to help you because I have nothing. We have the Word of God. And Pastor said, the King James Bible. And I thank God that we some people, some American people came to the Philippines and preach the Word of God, and we understand the Word of God, the very Word of God, the inspired Word of God. And that's what we bring to the people out there. That's our job. And I'm thankful for everything and for God's doing. He said, once again, it doesn't matter. We have nothing. We have the Word of God. We have the Bible. Some people in the Philippines, my pastor said, Brother Marvin, preach like home. So that's why I don't like preaching like home. So, yeah. And then, in number three, I don't want to make it long because I'm limited. So now, let's look at verse number six. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Amen? But such as I have, give I thee. When we got saved, there is something in us that we can give to people. There's a lot of people there like looking me as a rich man, pastor, because my wife is American. Because most of the Filipino pastor look the American or the foreigners there as a rich man. And some of the pastors too coming to my house early in the morning, knocking and asking for something. Then my wife is upset, why did I come early in the morning? Oh. Because they don't understand the culture. Me over there, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're always welcome. But you guys like, oh, there's a certain time. But she didn't understand that. It's really different. She's always murmuring. So, the things happen like, they think that, then I said, my brother and sister in Christ, the God that saved American people is the God that we serve. The God in the Bible that we know is the same God that we have today. God is able to bless you if you just do your work. That's what I did. The first time I started work is only $20. But the first time, the second time, I guess, it's only 10 a month. It is not a week, it's a month. And I have a little motorcycle, and then sometimes I drove it, and then I pray, Lord, please let this gasoline reach my destination. And that's really true. I'm not making it up. But I always believe that the God that saved you guys, the God that saved me, is able to bless us as long as we'll continue to do this work. This is not our work. This is God's work. Yeah. So he will not leave his work. That's what he promised. I am with you always. In times of fear, that's what I'm trying to do. Lord, I'm really afraid of Pastor. But that's really true. But he said, fear not, for I am with thee. Am I right? In times of worry, he said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In times of weakness, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Everything God promises. So I am warrior. Now, Peter and John sees having nothing materially doesn't mean they or we are not able to help others. We can pray for them. I have nothing to give you, friend. That's one of the pastors that I told you. I have nothing to give you now. Please understand. And she's really texting me. Come now because I need you. Oh my goodness, I'm not God. There's a lot of people that really small understanding. If we serve God, let's claim everything because God will do something as long as you serve Him faithfully. That's what I'm always warning them. I'm really like some people, they're like the pastor in the Philippines, like they call it Philippine professional beggar. And that is insulting our God. Amen? We don't want these pastors that serve God too, like we call them beggars. No, they're servant of God. Without preacher, we are not here today. Amen? Without me in the Philippines, there's no 40 people that got saved, and there's no family that changed, and there's no kids that changed. If we don't respect and we don't give honor to this man of God that reached out, that preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why really when I saw pastor still really energetic. Amen? Think about your pastor, he's so very energetic. Me, I'm 37 sometimes. All right? But I really bless your pastor. So I'm just want to close. Because I'm almost melting here. What about mom? Oh, yeah. Here, God's work is always amazing. Am I right? In the book of Acts, as I'm going to close and read these verses, you can see here in verse number, and he took him by the right hand and helped him up. So Peter did something to him to help. He held him and helped him to help him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So what I'm teaching today is all about, I'm sharing with you today, is all about touching one's life. I am one that you touch in the Philippines. From Jerusalem, from Israel, to Europe, to America, to the Philippines. That's how God's work. I'm here, it is because of God. And then verse number 8, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them in the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Before our song, my song is worldly song. But now I can sing, when we all get to heaven. Amen? I really love that song too. He said, verse number 9, and the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat at the arms of the beautiful gate and the temple, and they were filled with wonders and amazement. If you will just look at God and see what he can do, you will really amaze. You will be amazed of what God can do. And I read the testimony of this church, how this church came to existence. I'm looking forward one day in the Philippines. Not because we want our name to be known, but we want to reach more people of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The work of God. Our God is really an amazing God. In verse number 11 and 12, Peter said, why do you look at us as this is our own? No, it is not. It is God. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. So everything that we have in this life, we have this beautiful auditorium, we have this beautiful car, we have this beautiful house, whatever we have, let's give back to God the glory and the honor. Because all of these things belong to Him. And one day we will be with Him forever and ever. No more pain, no more tears, no more crying. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.